WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature is 78. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather. Follows the news presented by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Private citizens are again getting the credit for reporting vehicle burglaries in College Station. This happened last night just before 9 on Park Place near Anderson. Just over an hour later, police reported catching 19-year-old Devontae Evans of Bryan and a 16-year-old also from Bryan on top of a building in Northgate. Several items of property reported stolen were recovered. CSPD reports items taken from 3 vehicles. All 3 vehicles were unlocked. Bryan police issuing a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eve Curtis last seen last Sunday night and reported a runaway last Monday. Public notice issued yesterday after BPD exhausted all leads. A photo of Luna Curtis and more information is online at WTAW.com. Since the late 1940s, those living in the Edge community northeast of Bryan have had a meeting place. While there's renewed interest at the Edge Community Center, the new Board of Trustees working to resolve a more than $7,500 property tax bill.
The appraisal district or the tax office messed up, and then now we're having to pay for it, in my opinion.
Trustee Bart Corgi says for whatever reason, the Brazos Central Appraisal District started issuing valuation notices in 2011, followed by tax bills from Brazos County. But Corgi says all the mail went to someone who has not been involved in 30 years, and the mail wasn't forwarded.
The reason we found out is that we have some new people coming in wanting to try to revive the community center a little bit, you know, have community suppers and things like that. And so then we saw this tax bill and, you know, tried our best talking with the appraisal district and the tax office. And, you know, basically they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You know, you owe the taxes. The notices were sent out.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price refers to state law.
The tax code doesn't allow us to go back. If you didn't file an application, which they never have, we can't go back for prior years.
Corgi says they're working on renewing the center's tax-exempt status, but as of the first of the week, the center owes almost $4,500 in taxes, another $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says the center might have $1,000. Tax assessor Carter Christie Rose says she has met with the trustees to work out a payment plan. The Bryan and College Station City Councils have received their annual review of 8 local economic development agreements that are administered by the Research Valley Partnership. The RVP's Charles Martinez says the Fujifilm pharmaceutical plant in the Bayou Corridor is one of those 8, and the plant now owned by a private corporation after being purchased from the Texas A&M system.
In this particular company's case, the formula that was being written into the incentive agreements that makes a consideration for the valuation plus salary and employment, and based on that formula, the company is 97% above that formula.
Charles Martinez comments there. We're dealing with Axis Pipe and Tube. Let's have him speak to the Fujifilm agreement.
By looking at some of the documents that have been transferred from the company to RVP as part of this compliance reporting, the investment value is very significant in terms of it well exceeds the requirement that's going to be health of the company in next year's calendar reporting.
Fujifilm's investment in buildings and equipment is $84 million, which is above the requirement of $70 million. And Fujifilm's payroll at almost $7.5 million is above their $6 million requirement. Texas House was scheduled to spend part of yesterday looking at a couple of things that are not on the governor's special session list. One is groundwater, something that Representative John Rainey of Bryan talked about on the Infomaniacs. Rainey acknowledges having a difference of opinion with the city of Bryan about pumping water from one underground location to another.
In the case of Bryan, that's one of the things they're doing, and I'm not critical of it, it's because it is an avenue that they can use. But to me, to spend money to pump water out of the ground, put it back in the ground, and claim it's new water doesn't really make much sense.
The city currently studying what's called ASR, or aquifer storage recovery. It's been a year since Campus Carry went into effect at Texas A&M and other four-year universities. That now applies at Texas community colleges. Blinn College Police Chief John Chancellor says it's business as usual.
Well, I think most people that have a license to carry do that intentionally, and they're people who are, I guess, what I would call responsible, and that's why they went and got their license, and those are not the folks that we really think will cause any problems for us.
Chancellor says a few places where concealed carry is prohibited will be clearly identified by signage. Blinn's scheduling a series of forums on the new regulations, and the schedule of those forums is on Blinn's website. Texas prison officials are proposing they move hundreds of inmates from the PAC unit south of Navasota on a temporary basis to cooler facilities. That idea part of the state's 12-page response that was filed yesterday to a federal judge's order for a plan to spare heat-sensitive inmates. Judge's order from last month requires inmates reside where temperatures are no higher than 88 degrees. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 78. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by BCR Realtors. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partial sun today. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. There's the risk of some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms lend during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, scattered showers and storms popping up during the day, 90 to 95. Storms end tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine on Sunday, high Sunday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. Gosh, when was the last time we had a Wayne Newton story, right?
It's okay. Been too long.
Wayne has lost his magic after all. No, hasn't lost his magic over all these years. I'm sorry, I misread. Legendary entertainer tells Fox News that he figured out his career path during a visit to the Grand Ole Opry at the tender age of 4. It was then a much younger Wayne Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Thrilled to see Hank Williams, Kitty Wells, Hawkshaw Hawkins in concert. Loved that everyone was so happy and told his mom, "That's what I want to do."
Must be nice to have it all figured out by that age.
That's right. He's played over 25,000 shows, learned how to handle fame thanks to good friends like Frank Sinatra and his old pal Elvis Presley. It was one of the nicest people he'd ever known. Elvis's death anniversary, I think, is coming up.
It's coming up the week after next.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running through Memphis when that's happening.
Oh, That's probably something you wish you weren't doing.
I had that happen to me 2 years ago, heading to St. Louis for a funeral. Did not know about it. Graceland was open. The grounds were the mansion wasn't. So that was interesting to watch the mourners and hundreds of people and scores of memorial tributes and so forth around the reflecting pool.
Sold a lot of flowers.
Yeah, everybody was at Graceland, not at a barbecue restaurant we had dinner at afterwards.
Oh, well, that worked in your favor then.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so what I'd like for you to do is go back to your last newscast,
okay.
If you would. Go back. And I want you to, the first story that you did, if you would just read the first sentence and the last sentence.
Private citizens are again getting the credit for reporting vehicle burglaries in College Station.
Okay. And the last sentence?
CSPD, College Station Police reports items were taken from three vehicles that were unlocked. Capital letters, unlocked.
Isn't that pretty much the story right there?
Yep.
I mean, everything in between is interesting, and it tells us stuff about how these break-ins are different from a standpoint of the people who did it and how they were apprehended, which, again, from where they were to where they got captured is a pretty good distance. But the bottom line is the cars were unlocked.
Yep.
That would be your ultimate crime of opportunity right there.
Those of you who are new to the Twin Cities, starting your first semester at A&M and at Blinn, who have moved in early, lock your vehicles.
Yep.
Hide your personal property if you think you have to keep it in your vehicle.
Well, and my thought is, you would hope that those numbers go down percentage-wise when the students get here, because most of the students come from towns bigger than this one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you come from the Metroplex, if you come from Austin, you come from San Antonio, you come from Houston or Fort Bend County or Montgomery County, you probably do lock your cars.
Yeah.
Or you should have been. But anyhow.
Just because you're here doesn't mean you don't have to anymore.
Wow. Those people come from other towns and they break into cars here. Okay?
Yep. Well, these two are from Bryan.
Yeah. Now, and the other thing, clearly, it's it helps now because I'm sure they've got cameras monitoring a lot of the parking areas that they didn't have 5 years ago. But clearly, when students park their cars in large apartment complexes or other places, that's a real great hunting ground for those folks who are looking for they just go try the handle.
Yep.
Try the handle.
If it's open, nobody says anything. Looks like somebody just getting in their own car.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even in the middle of the night.
Oh, what time was it then?
Pulling that up here. It happened at 8:51 last night.
Yeah, that's just barely dark,
Yep.
They got to get done. They got to get home, right? Moms and dads want them home by 10.
Well, for the 16-year-old, I suppose it was curfew. So.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So a guy giving tours on a Louisiana airboat caught on video kissing a live gator.
Wow.
The tour guide is seen in the clip leaning over the side of the boat on the Mississippi, planting a smooch on the snout of a wild gator.
Mm-hmm.
Gator opens his mouth but doesn't bite the guy. The guy then scratches the gator on the chin affectionately, and the gator swims off. Okay.
All right.
Then there's this. Don't get in a gunfight with an armadillo. Guy over in East Texas somewhere. Cops said that the unidentified... Where's Marietta, Texas?
Marietta, Texas?
No, Marietta, Oklahoma, but let's see. Marietta, TX. Cass County, so that's East Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that makes me...
Farm Roads 1399 and 2621.
Cops said they identified the Marietta resident, unidentified Marietta resident.
Near the Floyd Valley Baptist Church.
Oh, well, of course. He spotted himself a diller on his property about 3 in the morning. Now, again,
this would be southwest of Texarkana.
Okay. There's probably some sort of a backstory on why he's out on his property at 3 in the morning.
Right.
But he's got his .38 with him. He opens fire on the diller. Unfortunately, a bullet ricocheted off the animal's shell and hit him in the face. He's airlifted to a hospital where he's being treated for a gunshot wound to the jaw.
Ow.
Armadillo's condition is unknown. Now, if the diller's digging up your vegetables or whatever, because they can dig, and they can dig pretty ferociously, then that's one thing. But, you probably can just throw a rock at it and hit it and not be a problem.
You don't have to try to shoot at it.
And they carry leprosy, so, you need to be concerned about that. But don't be shooting like that.
Well, they got street signs in Marietta, according to Google Maps.
you mean Google Maps has been through Marietta? Which then makes you wonder which Marietta came first.
Good question.
I mean, new survey has found the nation's insurance companies want to increase premiums by as much as 30%.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. That is a shock.
What's John McCain got to say about that?
Yeah, we'll see how that works out for
you. Who's feeling guilty about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hyperloop 1 has successfully tested its pod in the Nevada desert. The prototype, able to reach a speed of 192 miles an hour along a 500-meter-long test tube. The folks at the company say they hope to get a top speed of 650 miles an hour by using magnetic levitation.
All right.
Which, of course, would limit aerodynamic drag. That's that Elon Musk guy again. who first conceived of the Hyperloop project in 2013, said last week that his boring company, that's what it's called, boring, has received verbal approval, again, for the New York to Washington underground Hyperloop, as well as a proposal for the Gulf Coast. And then we had the story 2 weeks ago. He said after that, we're going to look at Texas.
I'm sorry I'm not paying attention. At the main corner in Marietta, Texas, there are buildings on all four corners of the intersection.
Well, it's a heck of a lot bigger than we thought it was.
And there's actually a half a block of downtown.
They're doing pretty good over there in Marietta, Texas.
They really are.
All right, you may resume.
Them. Okay. Uniqlo has launched a clothing vending machine in airports and shopping malls. Fashionista.com says the Japanese retailer installed a Uniqlo to-go machine at the Oakland International Airport on Wednesday of this week. As the first of its kind, the automated apparel concept with a vending machine-inspired design will appear in 10 select locations around U.S. America. They promise the vending machines will only carry their most innovative products.
Huh.
Okay.
A vending machine for clothing.
A vending machine for clothes. And again, what if it isn't the right size?
Right?
Do you have a place where you can return it and get your money back? Does that work?
Is there a slot on the side for returns?
Is that possible? All right, tell me, does this make you feel old? The Kennedy Center Honors for this year. You seen this?
No.
40th annual event happens December 3rd at the Kennedy Center Opera House in D.C., and we'll get to see it on the day after Christmas on CBS. Honored this year, Gloria Estefan, LL Cool J, and Lionel Richie.
All right.
Also honored will be Norman Lear. Okay, I get that. And President Donald Trump and Melania, of course, are expected to be there.
Okay.
LL Cool J would be your first hip-hop artist to get a Kennedy Center honor.
Really?
I don't know. That and, makes me
Well, he's old. Become more mainstream since being on NCIS LA.
That's so. Probably true. All right, so I know you probably think Mamma Mia was a horrible movie, but that doesn't
and
mean...
And even a worse song.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean they shouldn't make a sequel, because apparently they're going to. They have already rounded them up. Meryl Streep, Amanda Seyfried?
Seyfried?
I don't know. That's fine. Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Christine Baranski, they are all back for... Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Yay.
Because we have nothing better to do.
That's right. Just
no better movie deals have come up.
I've been waiting with bated breath. Yeah. So.
All right. So, by the way, speaking of movies and such, the adaptation of Stephen King's sci-fi fantasy series, The Dark Tower, expected to top the box office this weekend. Idris Elba, he's the guy who was on Luther. Mm-hmm. You might remember him. He plays a gunslinger. He's the good guy. The bad guy is Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
Which is a little different, you know. He's not driving around in his Lincoln, and he gets to be the bad guy.
Well.
He'll be the bad guy.
Evil sounds just all right
there,
to me.
There you go. And I don't know how many of these they're going to do. I want to say I read four of these books and then really just got tired of it, But the Dark Tower series is, I think, fairly substantial.
Yeah, I actually read that the movie is good. It's pretty extensive, but the fans of the book might be disappointed from what I've read.
Well, again, wouldn't be the first time for a Stephen King book, that's for sure. But anyhow, that's supposed to be the big one on this weekend at the movie theaters. Dunkirk probably going to wind up in second place in Detroit with Detroit and last weekend's Girls Trip fighting it out for third.
Yeah, okay. All right.
If you're a Kenny Chesney fan, he's going to release a live album on October the 27th. It's called Live in No Shoes Nation. It's 29 tracks. Get this, that have been recorded over the last 10 years.
Huh.
That includes a lot of his stadium gigs and amphitheaters and club shows and concerts that he gave on the beach. This will be Kenny's second live album.
He's still going strong, I guess, huh?
He does pack the stadiums.
He will do that. Yeah. And two weeks ago, $68 million he grossed.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the biggest marijuana manufacturers in North America just purchased an entire town.
Uh-oh.
Like they would.
Not Marietta, Texas.
It's not. It's American Green Incorporated just announced that they're buying an 80-acre town called Nipton, California.
So they were like, hey, man, let's buy a town.
Yeah, we could, like, do that.
All right, let's go there.
Yeah, that's right, Nipton,
an
California.
An unincorporated community in the San Bernardino Valley on the northeastern border of the Mojave National Preserve.
Wow. Comes with a complete with an RV park and a coffee shop. also sports an Old West Hotel and a few homes. The company plans to transform the Gold Rush town into an energy-independent, cannabis-friendly hospitality destination.
And if that doesn't work out, 12 miles away from a solar power facility.
I was about to say, how close is it to any city we've heard of in California?
I don't know, but they got Doritos there, man.
Yeah, I bet they do. Nipton currently home to fewer than 24 people.
Yeah.
Its main source of income right now is selling lottery tickets to customers who cross the state line from Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada's only 12 miles away.
Nice.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess that's fine. Let's somebody needs to.
It's right off I-15, the main drag between Vegas and L.A.
Okay. So.
Well, see how that works out for them.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. This is an Air Canada Rogue flight from Athens, Greece to Toronto. Had to land in Montreal because the toilets were full. Ew.
Gross.
After 10 hours in the air and unusable. At least that's what the sensors on the 767 said. As it turns out, after a two-hour delay, it was just a sensor failure. Apparently, there was still plenty of room. And contrary to the beliefs that we hear, apparently airlines do not eject waste into the air. No.
But you always hear that.
I know. That doesn't mean it's not true. That's just what it says, contrary to what you might have.
Where's the fake news?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. McIntyre, Iowa. Don't go find them. It's okay. Population of 110 people.
Oh, I've got to see whether I'm going to be near that when I travel up
it's
there.
It's one of those, what if they had an election and nobody showed up? There were two questions on the ballot on Tuesday. Should the term of the mayor be raised to 4 years from two? And should the term of the city council be raised to 4 years? The deputy auditor there said the election was such a failure, the poll workers didn't even vote. Barbara Baldwin said that she's seen low voter turnout in her 28 years in the county, but said this was the first time that nobody showed up.
They didn't offer the answer that anybody wanted. None of them said they should be lowered to 1 year.
Yeah, or not at all. Yeah. We'll have a volunteer council or mayor. Mm-hmm. All right, so that. And finally, Martha Stewart's dogs are probably living a better life than you are. The New York Post, page 6 gossip column, reports the domestic diva has splurged on meals for her two French bulldogs at a swanky spot in the Hamptons. Hand-fed the pooches some local, organic, sustainable turkey bacon.
Oh,
man, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
But the other thing is you have to listen to her.
Yeah.
There's a downside to it. It's 826.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries is embarking on a dramatic streamlining plan after disappointing second quarter earnings. The world's biggest maker of generic drugs says it'll cut 7,000 jobs by year's end, close or sell 15 factories over the next 2 years, and quit operations in 45 countries by the end of the year. The Israeli-based company has North American headquarters near Philadelphia. We're finally hearing from bridal retailer Alfred Angelo after its filing for bankruptcy protection last month panicked brides nationwide. In a statement on the company's website, the trustee for the firm says Alfred Angelo will be unable to fulfill remaining customer orders. Investors might have been taking a break ahead of the Bureau of Labor Statistics monthly employment report today. Analysts expect the U.S. economy will have added 180,000 jobs in July. The Dow held just above the flat line, but it was enough of an increase to set a new record, closing at 22,026. Futures are trending upward at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you've considered installing smart home technology in your home, listen up for the next 60 seconds before you do. Kim Commander with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. I'll say right up front that I'm a fan of the idea of a smart home. I say idea because smart home devices are still not ready for prime time. Start with the Nest Home Thermostat. Have them, love them. Then there's my internet-controlled Pentair remote for the pool and Lutron to control all the lights. And finally, Crestron's home automation is supposed to tie it all together. What could possibly go wrong? Everything. Not one of these systems reliably communicates with the other. The smart home industry, after 43 long years, has still not come up with a common language, a standard, so all the competing brands can communicate. So my smart home is not so smart after all. And this is the smart home industry's dirty little secret. I wish someone had told me. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. When you order takeout, you're already starving. Then your food takes 45 minutes to arrive, and your meal cost nearly doubles after all those fees. With HelloFresh, you can cook a delicious meal in 30 minutes or less for less than $10 a plate. Go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they'll deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients directly to your doorstep with easy-to-follow instructions. For a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim. Plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Get Kim on your phone or tablet with the free Komando app. It's the easiest way to get Kim's great advice and the latest security alerts and breaking tech news on the go. Close to 50,000 people have gotten the app in a few months. What are you waiting for? Download the free Komando.com app for your Apple smartphone and tablet or your favorite Android device. Just search Komando in iTunes or Google Play. It's free. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time, 8:30. The temperature 79. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. A new board in charge of a community center northeast of Bryan's looking at 6 years of overdue property taxes, penalties, and interest, and attorney fees. Bart Corgi, who's a member of the Edge Community Center Board of Trustees, says the center was never assessed taxes until 2011, and the current board did not know about that until earlier this year.
They were sending notices, like they're supposed to somebody who hadn't been involved in the center in 30 years. And for whatever reason, the man that they were sending the notices to, never bothered, you know, giving them to somebody that was in charge or, you know, involved with the center anymore.
Brazos Central Appraisal District Chief Appraiser Mark Price says state law does not allow the center to prove in past years they were tax exempt. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says she's met with the center's board to work out a payment plan. As of the first of the week, the center owed $7,500. Almost $4,500 in taxes, almost $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says they're working to renew the center's tax-exempt status. College Station Police announcing another citizen's report leading to more arrests on vehicle burglary charges. CSPD reports three unlocked vehicles were hit on Park Place near Anderson last night, just over 1 hour after the report. 19-year-old Devontae Evans of Bryan and a 16-year-old were found on top of a building in Northgate. Bryan Police issuing a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eve Curtis last seen last Sunday night and was reported as a runaway on Monday. BPD did not notify the public until yesterday after exhausting all leads. Photo of Luna Curtis and more information is online at WTAW.com. The Research Valley Partnership presented annual reports at the last Bryan and College Station City Council meetings of 8 agreements the Economic Development Agency monitors. RVP's Chuck Martinez says those agreements combined for more than $53 million in payroll and more than $434 million in property valuation. Martinez says two companies are in their final year of incentive agreements continued to exceed minimum requirements. One is Kent Moore Cabinets, the other College Station software company Reynolds & Reynolds.
This project has been a beautiful example of a retention and expansion project for our community.
Reynolds & Reynolds has a $23 million payroll, $5 million more than required, and an investment value of more than $30 million, again, $5 million more than required. Senate Bill 11, also known as Campus Carry, went into effect at Texas Community Colleges this week, 1 year after the law started on four-year campuses. Blinn College Police Chief John Chancellor says they have worked closely with larger universities over the last year to form their policy.
We mirrored what Texas A&M did on ours because we have some joint campuses. And so, you know, everything is, I think, business as usual as far as we're concerned.
More information on Blinn's campus carry rules and the schedule of upcoming public forums online at Blinn's website. Reimbursement for Medicaid therapy services in Texas are being threatened. That was scheduled for debate in the Texas House yesterday. Representative John Rainey O'Brien expected continued funding to pass the House.
What happens over in the Senate will be another question. It seems as though there are significant differences between the way the House is thinking and the way the Senate is thinking.
Rainey being concerned about future services in the Twin Cities being cut or eliminated.
And it's critical, and particularly with children, that we take care of them.
Comments from Representative Rainey from his weekly visit on the Infomaniacs. WTAW News Time is 26 minutes from 9. The temperature is 80. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Awards and More. More local news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
836, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sun today. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. There's the risk of some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms lend during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, scattered showers and storms popping up during the day, 90 to 95. Storms end tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine on Sunday, high Sunday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning in the midst of the special session. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing over there in Bryan College Station?
Good. Well, we're in the second half. We've passed halftime. The band's about out and marched, and now we're in the second half of this special session. But yesterday and today, there seems to be some substantial action going on in the House. Today, we're going to hope to talk about public ed.
Absolutely. That's what's on the floor today, and rightfully so. It's time. This is what most of the House members have came here to do is make sure we secure public school finance. And today's the day. And I think finally, like you said, we're in the third quarter. The Senate has been preaching vouchers all this time. But, you know, the Constitution is very clear. Public education and providing the best public education we can for our students in Texas is what we're supposed to do. And when you represent, you know, we go here every time. My district, 32 ISD, small towns, those schools are the heartbeat of that community. And those schools need to be there for those communities to survive.
Now, it seems that the Chairman Huberty is really kind of bringing back what he had introduced in the regular session that the Senate had struck down. But do we feel like maybe there's a little bit better communication and he feels like he's going to be able to bring that bill back?
Yes, 21 is the key. That's going to have school finance taken care of. Hit all the points we hit in the regular session of the 85th. Plus, it has a little bit of acetar, and it's going to fix a few other problems we had. So I hope and believe the House will be behind it. You know, when we move to 22, that's a little bit more controversial. That has more of an acetar fix and starts spreading the wealth amongst all the schools, so it'll take a percentage of finance going back to schools and spread it and make sure everybody does well. And that's important because so many schools are struggling. Now, I've got four or five superintendents that have contacted me in the last 24 hours that they don't like 24 because they're in a – excuse me, Hospital 22, because they're in good shape and they don't need their budget cut either. So – 21 is the key. 22 is there as a safety net, and then we move into 23, which has some special needs aspects to it. And then the key to the whole education conversation today is House Bill 30, which is the funding mechanism that Chair of Appropriations Zerwas will lay out today. So I think 21 and 30 are the keys to the day. 22 and 23, I think it's important to pass them just to give us a broader approach when those bills get to the Senate to make sure we get some public school finance reform.
Well, I guess if memory serves, 21, some public schools didn't like that because there were some charter school dollars in there. But again, Representative Huberty's made a few changes on that. Is that basically what they didn't like about that?
I believe so. I believe you're correct. I haven't looked at the complete bill in detail. You know, like I said, the big differences are those two. The funding for charter schools, there's some differences of opinion, and then just vouchers of any kind coming from the Senate. So this is, I think this HB 21 is more pro-public school finance as it has been and has always been, and it gives us the ability in the interim to build a study group and find out how we need to do it correctly and be able to fix it in 18, not put a Band-Aid on now, but gives us the ability to come back in 19, and hit the ground running and fix school finance.
If Huberty does that, they'll put a statue up to him in Austin, I think.
I bet they'll do it. They'll build him a statue, and he'll go to Kingwood and retire and be happy.
Now, kind of give me a sense. Do you feel like there really has been some back-channel discussion? Do you think that really maybe senators and representatives have been talking about trying to get this thing fixed despite what's being shown out on the stage?
Absolutely. I think the Senate played a strong hand in the 85th, and then I think superintendents and their voters talked to them and realized that vouchers are not what we need to be taking care of in this special, and it's time to take care of those public schools in their districts. You look at senators, they're going to be more like my district where they have multiple ISD. So they've heard from all their superintendents and all their school board chairmen and all their teachers and all the parents. So it's time to take care of this right now, and let's get to 19 where we can fix it for good.
Finally, we talked yesterday about how the Representative Cook, who is the chairman of the board, the committee that was going to hear the bathroom bill, doesn't like it, and so that's probably not going to see the light of day. Now with this 20-item call that the governor rolled out, how many of these do you see actually going to his desk in some way, shape, or form in this session?
Well, early on the session, my number was 3, but I think we're going to be in double digits by the time we finish here in 2 weeks. You know, the big one looming now is the property tax and the rollback, and they've made some negotiations and cut some smaller counties out to try to get the rural areas in on it. But from the thinking of all rural counties, anything you do, you put a Band-Aid on it, you don't have the rollback affect them. But if you pass the bill, their line of thinking is they're going to come back in 19 and then hit them hard again with rollback. So they think it's the camel's nose under the tent, and they don't want us to pass anything from the small rural community. So it's going to be an interesting debate next week if that bill gets to the floor, and that may be the negotiated bill that gets us in out of special session, or that could be the one that brings us back for another round.
Well, let's hope not. Let's get it all done.
I hope we work out a deal and we can all go home to our families and spend some time with the kids before they go back to school.
All right, very good. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Scott, thank you always. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye. That's State Representative Kyle Cassell from Austin. Turn our attention locally to City of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
I see once again you didn't want to do your job, so you brought somebody else in.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
It's all right. Glad to help you.
I was trying to keep that a secret. All right. So standing over here to my left, straight in front of you.
Yep.
For the radio listeners, it's from their left to right.
Yeah, thanks.
On the dial.
Moving on
there. Yeah. Natalie Ruiz, our Director of Economic Development.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Scott.
What have you not told Sokol lately that you can share with us?
Oh, I'd have to shoot somebody. for sure.
Listen, you're a rock star, though, because you started doing something which is really, I mean, you look at it. It's something that any city could do, and that's a podcast. Hey, what's that going to be, right?
Exactly. And I wish I could take full credit for that. That was all Jay's idea.
Oh,
don't,
really?
Don't tell him I
we
said that.
We had to say that.
Yeah,
okay,
don't tell
right.
him I said that.
Okay, so what's the podcast called?
Is It a Thing?
Okay.
So Jay and I would pass each other in the hallway, or he would stop by and would say, hey, I heard so-and-so's coming to town. Is mm-hmm. this a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started to do a podcast of what we know that's coming, what's rumor, what might have some legs to it. And so it's gotten very popular.
Yes. One of the things that I'd like for you to address so people understand it, I say it, but it doesn't matter because I'm just a guy on the radio. There's a certain Houston-based restaurant company that has purchased land here in town, and everybody says they just can't wait till that happens. But explain a little bit about economic factors that have to be considered. Sure, there's some places that could move into Bryan College Station, but they have to think about certain things. So let's talk about factors even for companies that already own land here.
You know, looking at our market, we're not a Houston, we're not a Dallas, we're not those big primary retail markets. We're a secondary market. Very strong, but we're secondary. I think the family you're talking about is the Pappas family that has purchased property. They are very unique in how they do business. They have built their business on really two things: quality control and attention to detail. They have one architect that reviews every new project that's going on throughout the country. So they only do a handful of projects a year. The one here in College Station that's planned and is still planned got bumped when they built a new restaurant in Houston for the Super Bowl in downtown Houston. Our challenge is getting back on that list of priorities to get back on there. Now, they own the property. They're continuing to spend money on the property and drainage design and site plans and things like that. So those are all good indicators, and they say they're still coming. They're going to do it at their own time.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. They've got other stores that they can build and get up and running before that.
Absolutely, and bigger markets where they can make a lot more money.
We like to talk about things that are growing, and we'll get to that side of the equation in a minute, but we have on the other side of that equation now a Gander Mountain that will be closing, an academy that is already closed, and a barbecue restaurant that was right there, all grouped together. How do you address that as a development person to see what you can do for the city?
You know, one of the things that we have, I can talk about what we have done. On the academy, as soon as we knew that they were relocating, the Academy Corporation owns that piece of property. They didn't want to put it out there on the market until they knew the moving date, and so it kind of got out there a little bit late. We've put it in front of some big retailers, one of which is negotiating a lease now with the owner. It's not signed, so I'm hoping that's going to be a thing, but you know, things happen when you start negotiating leases. So someone's looking at that location. On the Gander Mountain location, we have gone through our list of retailers that we're reaching out to and said, okay, which ones fit this particular profile? So we've put it in at least five different retailers that fit that profile. If that doesn't work, we're going to start looking at carving that piece of property up. Does it make sense to have maybe two major retailers in there, some smaller footprints? So we're looking at all that right now in terms of the Gander Mountain. I think the official move out is August 15th mm-hmm. is when that occurs. But certainly we don't want to see properties on the bypass dark for any period of time.
Sure. So, but when it comes to the academy, you think that would be one sole company rather than, as you say, making it two companies within that.
That's always the goal, you know, mm-hmm. because that's the easiest, the quickest, you know, and finding those bigger square footage spots in town are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always our first approach, is finding someone that really fits that space. There's several people that are interested in that academy space, but they're negotiating with one retailer right
sure.
now.
Yep. Natalie Ruiz here this morning. So Natalie, across the way, that right there.
Yes.
What's that going to be right there? This is Crystal Park Plaza. Right across the street is a large piece of property that's raise that up so she can actually see that. Yeah, right there. You go. Yeah, what is that going to be over there?
I think there's a couple of things that are at play there. There's a church that owns property there. Mm-hmm. There's a new hotel that has purchased property there as well. And some of the pieces are also under contract for uses that we're not 100% sure of just yet.
Sure. And we just did that for dramatic effect. You know what
Love
we're talking
it.
About. Yeah. We had some discussion in council last week about a couple of different things. First of all, you know, if you live just off a major thoroughfare and the front of it is zoned for commercial, guess what? You're going to get commercial there. But I know people still get upset when these sorts of things happen. So first, we're talking about over at Emerald Forest, right? What's going to go on over there? Mm-hmm. This has been, the process has been going on for a long time, right? I mean, this is not anything new or different. Then we have the folks in Nantucket who are upset because something is going across the highway. I'm a guy on the radio, again, with an opinion. A highway is a barrier. I mean, when you're doing something on one side of the road is the same side as the development, that's one thing. But, I mean, at what point do you feel like you can just move forward with the city and not have to worry about people, even though there is some proximity to that development?
You know, I don't know that there's a cut and dry, here's the distance, so you don't have to worry about that, because it does impact folks in the area for sure, especially that far south of town that used to be the country. You know, at one time Pebble Creek was closer to Navasota than it was College Station in terms of, you know, drivability and that kind of thing. So I am sensitive to those things. But also when you look at our overall economics in College Station, retail sales tax is just under 40% of our annual revenue. So it's something that we've got to pay attention to, and we've got to make sure that we have land available for commercial retail when it comes to town. And over time, we got away from proactively rezoning some of these areas for retail. And it really helps everyone. If I'm moving into a new neighborhood, I can look and see, okay, commercial's planned here. And I can make that decision if I want to move to the neighborhood or not. And that's what we're trying to get back to. If there are those areas that really make sense at major intersections for commercial development, let's go ahead and put the zoning on there and get that property as close to shovel ready as we can. And that's what we've been working on the last 18 months and trying to get those properties closer to being ready on the market.
If you had an opportunity to be on a radio program and talk to other subdivisions that might want to be aware of what's going on around them, where would they be?
Who would they contact?
Well, no, where are those locations where they need to be concerned about, for instance, what we're seeing happening now south of town? What are there any others? I mean, that happens to be Nantucket. Are there others that need to have that same situation?
You know, we've really focused on major intersections. Nantucket's one of them because of the grade separation there in the future. Now, there's nothing planned on the piece of property that we just changed on the comprehensive plan to general commercial, but we anticipate. We visited with the developer. There will be commercial there at some point in the future. So focusing along those major corridors, Highway 6 primarily, and the major intersections and rezoning there.
The amount of change that has happened in Northgate is staggering, yes. But are we done? What else can we see coming to Northgate that people may not know about?
You know, you're right. I mean, the change is staggering. The number of bedrooms that we have under construction is, what, around 3,000 right now, just under construction, which was all part of densifying that entire area and having a place for students to where they wouldn't have to jump in their cars or drive to class.
Sure.
I do see some additional development happening over there. You have the Hurricane Harry's development that's owned by the Culpepper family. We had a design charrette a few months ago to look at that larger area and see what makes sense in terms of land uses and layout. So I do see a stronger commercial presence there. I think we'll continue to see some of the residential redevelopment, maybe not the high-rises that we're seeing right now. I think after this, we're going to have to wait and see when school starts, kind of where we are on leasing, and then the new products that are coming online for spring and fall of next year, because there are a lot of new bedrooms over there that we've got to fill.
University in Tarot?
The Chimney Hill development. Mm-hmm. We are working with the developer. There's a new owner that is there. And the original really dense development of hotels, multifamily, multi-story parking garages, that kind of thing, that what they've decided to do was regroup and really look at a more traditional commercial development. Republic will still be part of that, and will have their standalone building. In fact, it'll be quite a bit bigger than what they have now. And there's also some opportunities for restaurant pads and retail there. We're working on a few users that not quite ready to announce, but are very close.
Is College Station grown to the point where we can talk about more than nail salons and Mexican restaurants, and we can start talking about true office space?
You know, office space is difficult. Now, And it's because we have so much on the market now. You know, we have the Adam Corporation's building there on 60 that is relatively, you know, vacant, that kind of it impacts our market. You know, when you look at it on paper, you've got X amount of square feet of office that's available. So not many folks are going to come in unless you have some pre-leasing. Not many folks are going to do spec office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are working on, we have a contract going to council next week for a 5-acre office development and College Station Business Center right there off of Highway 6 that would allow for the expansion of an existing business in the business center and some additional businesses that are wanting to locate in College Station.
Well, you're talking about the Momentum, the American Momentum Tower itself, is that right?
The tower there in terms of kind of skewing the numbers
for
the whole
area. Yeah, right, sure, because that's not two-story, for instance, one or two-story.
Right. When you look at the actual square footage there, it skews the numbers for the entire community.
Sure.
Now, the five-acre development that we're working on Highway 6 at the business center, that'll be about either a 45 to 60,000 square foot office building. So we are seeing some office development. It's just, it's very targeted and not very, you're not seeing the speculative office development that we've seen
right.
in the past.
Okay. Any other takeaways this morning that we haven't talked about?
Other than we've got the old Linens and Things there next to the Home Depot.
Yes.
That's been vacant for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Specs has leased that space, and they're going to run their retail operation as well as a wholesale kind of warehouse operations out of that. They're going to open mid-August. And one of our main goals this next year is to get our Spring Creek corporate campus up and running. That is there next to Christ United Methodist Church on Highway 6. And get that ready to go for new businesses coming into town.
And the Specs going to keep their location in the Culpeper, used to be called Culpeper, I don't know if it still is.
They're keeping that location as well as the one, this will be their third one in town.
That's going to be a large footprint. They're taking that entire thing?
The old Linens and Things, yeah. They have that warehousing in the back. It is a big space.
Somehow I thought that market was being met, but apparently not. Okay. When's your next podcast coming out, and how often are you going to turn those things around?
You know.
Yeah. Natalie, when is it?
It's not that I don't hear that from Jay on a daily basis.
Okay. Okay.
You know, we try to put them together when we've got several announcements to make. So if some of these deals, as soon as they shake loose and we're able to announce them, we'll do that. I think we were averaging every 4 to 6 months, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, just trying to keep folks informed. That's the number one question I get is, what's that being constructed over here, or is Papa Do's really coming to town? Those are the big questions.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Just a quick reminder that tomorrow we have the U.S. Navy Band Cruisers. They'll be out of Veterans Park, and it's going to be a great event, free, other fun events for the family. So if you'd like details, go to cstx.gov/events.
There you go. Visit with folks from City of College Station on Fridays.
Before you even consider the home, consider the builder. You can't find a more respected name in home building than David Weekly Homes. Since 1976, David Weekly Homes has built a solid reputation for award-winning customer satisfaction by striving for excellence in quality, service, and design. David Weekly Homes builds a home that lives as good as it looks and has a name that has become synonymous with innovative design and inspired customer service. David Weekly Homes, the perfect blend of form and function. Check us out. You decide. DavidWeeklyHomes.com, an equal housing opportunity.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
There you go. You're welcome, Brian. College Station, we gave her to find out about that Specs thing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big store.
Yeah, it is.
Man. All right. See how that works out.
Well, you had the warehouse in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking distribution now.
Yep, exactly. Well, again, and there's no traffic over there, so that's a good thing.
Right, yeah.
Well, at least there's lights.
That's true. All right, if you're planning to watch the eclipse, I don't know if you've heard, the eclipse is coming up.
Oh, there's an eclipse?
The eclipse is coming.
Exactly. August the 21st. So this is space.com. We'll record this for Chelsea so she can hear it when she comes back because she loves space. Space.com says, stay flexible. Be open to viewing the eclipse from a relatively out-of-the-way site within the path of totality like a state park or a national forest. Arrive at the preferred viewing site at least a day in advance.
Yeah, get a good spot.
Expect crowds at the most popular viewing sites on August the 21st. And also, say it with me, kids, don't look at the eclipse without your viewing glasses.
Yeah, get your shoebox.
Yeah, or whatever it takes to do that. All right, let me see. If you want to get rich this weekend, you can do that because the drawing tonight, oh, well, you have to win, but the Mega Millions is $323 million, just so you know, and tomorrow night's is 286. Well, Bill, you get to spend another day with us on Monday, right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll all be here. WCAW College Station, Brian.